Hello?
Hi, it's Kathy Castacito calling. I think I just missed your call.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Jeffrey Hill. Thanks for calling me back.
Sure.
The reason I was calling you is because I came across your website on the internet.
Huh?
And I seen those pictures that you had from 9/11.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if you had any more pictures besides the ones that were on that page.
That's basically about it. I have in between all the shots. You know, I shot as the plane was coming in, and then I shot, you know, multiple frames as it hit the building and everything. But those are the ones that kind of, you know, sum it up, basically.
Yeah, and did you take all those pictures with the same camera, or?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yep.
So you seen the plane coming in, you saw it, like, going into the tower and everything?
Well, when I saw the plane, I didn't know. I actually thought that the plane came right over my head. I live right there on the water, and I thought that the plane was coming in to put out the fire. I mean, that's all that my head was thinking, that, you know, those planes that they have out with, you know, out west when they have fires, big wildfires, and they put chemicals down?
Yeah.
And in my head, that's what I thought it was, and I watched it come in, and I thought, oh my God, that plane's so big, it's going so fast, and wow, how'd they get somebody here so fast to put out the fire? And next thing you know, I see a fireball. It was crazy.
So, like the plane must have did a big dive?
No, it was coming, it just did a curve, because from where I was at, it was coming back, like the airport, Newark Airport was kind of behind me. So it came in kind of straight, and then it banked around. You could see it bank around, because when it hit on the other side of the building, kind of from where I was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, I was reading on the internet, like, about all the controversy about that one picture you had with the plane in it.
Oh, yeah, there's all that. It's unbelievable. I get emails from people every day saying that I'm a liar and everything, but the best thing I have going for me is that I shot film. I didn't shoot digital. So I have negatives, and the negatives were developed at the Star Ledger, which is New Jersey's biggest newspaper. And that's that. I mean, people can say what they want, but I was there and I saw it.
Yeah, like, did you brighten that one photo or anything like that?
Which, the one with the plane that you see online?
Yeah.
Maybe just a little, but not really. Just like a little tweaking. But, you know, the plane is there. The reason it's so grainy is because I just grabbed a roll of 400 film was still in my camera from a shoot that I had just done. And that's why I just started shooting. I didn't even think about putting in the right kind of film. To me, I would have never shot 400 ASA outside in bright light.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, there's tons of people out there. I did a music video for this Guatemalan group that I work with that has a plane in it, and we drove out of the airport at JFK, where I knew that the plane's coming right in overhead, so we got a great shot, and that's the real shot, and people are saying that I faked that shot, and I put the plane in. It's like hilarious. I mean, we went and we shot it live, but people will find what they want to find.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, I was reading, like, people are saying when you look at the videos, the plane's coming straight in, and the plane that you have in the picture is, like, way up there, and it looks like it would have to dive, like, do a big dive.
It really kind of just went, it really depends on what angle you're standing at in relation to the city.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from, I mean, it's hard to explain, but it really just depends on what angle you're at. You know, I kind of wish now that I had the presence of mind to zoom in, but I didn't, because I was thinking, as an advertising photographer that I am, and I was thinking, oh, this could be a double-page spread. You know, you have to make it proportional to a double-page spread, and that's why I was out wide waiting for the bottom of the plane to open up to put the chemicals to put out the fire, honestly. I mean, to this day, I still can't believe it.
And there's, like, a mark in the top left corner of that picture. Is that just, like a error on print or something like that?
I don't know even what they're talking about. It could have been in the scan, because I shot negatives, so we had to scan the negatives and then put it in.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, I have all the negatives, and they were developed at the Star Ledger, and there were tons of people there. I mean, you know, it's funny, too, because I made the mistake of responding to, like, a couple of people's really nasty emails that they wrote me, and they didn't even listen to my, like, step-by-step explanation. To every question that they have, I have an answer, but they don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know where you stand on it, but that's the story.
Yeah, I've just been reading around all the different stories and then trying to
It's really horrible to hear, like, to see that people have time to talk about me on the web and to, you know, claim that I've done things that I haven't. It's, like, really disheartening. I think I got a dose of what celebrities must feel about when they read stuff that isn't true about them. But whatever. I mean, I stopped looking. My mother said that, you know, for a long time after I shot the picture, I was very upset and very, you know, rattled by the whole thing. And like saying, well, why did I have to be the one that took that picture? It was weird, but somebody has to document history, and there's always somebody there with a camera at the right place at the wrong time, or the wrong place at the right time, however you want to look at it. But
so mostly all the pictures are on your website on that when page?
Yeah, that's it. Like, only the other pages are, like, I have multiple frames. Like, as the plane came in, you know, I was like, shoot, you know, like, in like probably 10 frames per second or something. So I have the whole approach of the plane. But then once it got into the clouds, you didn't see it. And then the next thing that you saw, it went through the clouds, and then you could see it back around the side, and then it went into the fireball. Because to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't really believe that the plane hit the building. It was like, I thought that was a secondary explosion of that. I was like, what the heck? Because at that point, nobody knew what it was when I was out there. Because the only reason I went outside is because there was, it was on TV, and they said a small plane hit the building. And I thought, oh, I should go outside and shoot some pictures, because I saw all the smoke on TV, and I thought, you know, maybe I can do something with these pictures. Because I shoot, you know, freelance for newspapers, and I'm an advertising photographer. It's, like, upsetting to actually look at those pictures, because I would have never, never, never used 400-speed film. And it looks like I was just a novice, but that's what I do for a living.
Oh, so you saw the plane, but you never actually seen it hit the tower then?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it banked around, and then the next frame has the explosion. So I didn't know, because it didn't hit on my side. It banked around and hit on the other side. But if you look at my film, it's like plane, then all of a sudden you see, you know, explosion. So
the plane
was perfectly timed.
The side that the plane's on in your picture, it went around to the other side?
Banked. It's hard to explain. It, like, just banked, and it went on to the side. But you can see it when you look at all the video clips on TV of the plane coming in. You see it banking.
Oh, right at the, yeah, right before it hits, it does a sharp left bank or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, then that's what, because you can see in the pictures of the fireball that it's on the other side. Like, the fireball is more towards, I think, the right-hand side. I don't even remember. I try not to look at it too much. I see that view of the skyline I see every single day, because that's where I live, so it's like I'll never, ever, ever forget it.
And that the picture you have, is that the last one in the caption of the shots?
No, I think there's another one where it goes closer to the smoke. But that one was just kind of worked out best for the newspaper. That's the one, when I went to the paper, that's the one that they picked out.
Uh-huh.
And then it ran, you know, it ran the next day in U.S. News and World Report as, like, a triple-page spread. And it went, you know, it just went around the world. But there's if you look, in Life magazine put out a book called One Nation, I think it was called. And there's a guy who was on the other side of the skyline, I guess in Brooklyn, who shot the exact same picture as me, but from the other side.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. And they have it in the book. Like, mine's a double-page spread, and then they have his, like, I think, three shots of the plane coming in, but we're, like, mirrored on the other side of the river. You know, so that's another thing. Like, people saying that, you know, I faked it and I put the plane in Photoshop or whatever, they're all full of shit, because how did I get, you know, this guy has the exact same picture and it went right into the book, like, with that week. We don't know each other. I mean, the whole thing is just so stupid. You know, it'd be like, that would be a pretty big organized conspiracy for us to have the same exact photo at the same exact time, you know?
Mm-hmm. And who was that guy that took the picture?
I really don't remember the name, but it's in the book that Life came out with. You can look it up. I'm sure it's probably online.
Okay.
I think the book is called One Nation.
Okay, well, I'll have to look at that then.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. I mean, the concept is cool that we were both standing in the same place shooting the same thing, like in a mirror. And his is really clear and sharp because the sun was behind him and I was shooting into the sun.
Like, so, could you make out the color of the airplane and stuff when you saw it?
Yeah, gray.
It was all gray?
That's all I remember. I remember that it was gray. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
well.
That's about it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time and taking time to talk to me.
Am I going to hear this interview on the internet now? Please, you know what? Go ahead, do it as long as you listen to the facts.
Yeah.
It's just so upsetting. I can't even tell you.
Well, it just seems strange. Like, I mean, when you look at the videos of the plane going into the building, there's no collision. On the foot, you know what I mean? There's no explosion or collision or anything until after the plane's inside the building. And even like Good Day New York, WNYW, when they were showing their chopper footage live that day, they caught that one video of the plane, and you could see the nose of the plane coming out the other side of the building, which is strange in itself, too. And then they erased that footage from their archived footage on the news archive. They replaced it with other video, leaving the same commentary.
Uh-huh. So here's the only thing that I have to say about all that, is that I definitely feel that everybody, you know, everybody should ask questions and they should be curious, and it's everyone's right to seek the truth and the whole thing, right? But if you really think about it in general, that would have to be the biggest conspiracy ever involving so many people. And if you think about just telling your best friend something and saying, oh, don't tell anybody, it's impossible. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense, and it would be completely impossible for the whole thing to be a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, realistically, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, it would have to be pretty big, and there would have to be...
It would have to be, I'm in cahoots with at least 14 other photographers. And you know, and then check where I live. I don't live in an expensive place, because somebody would have to pay me a lot of money to do that. You know what I'm saying? It would just be, rationally, it could never be.
But even using the facts about the planes, like even the way the buildings came down, how they just exploded to dust and everything,
But there's a lot of, if you keep reading, when you listen to the interviews of engineers and stuff, they explain how that happened, you know?
Yeah.
Just that when you look at other demolition of other buildings and stuff like that, I mean, it's just like, I think like structurally, that's just what happens. I don't think a building is ever going to just tip over.
Oh, no, but that's the whole problem. Hey, it didn't tip over, or even the piece on top didn't just fall to the ground.
It came into itself.
The whole thing just...
I watched it. That's another thing that I shot, too, because I was at the very end of my film, and I had the presence of mind to look down and see how many frames I had left. And as I counted, as the building started to collapse, I was like 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, like shooting till I ran out of film. Yeah, it was freaky.
Mm-hmm.
But... I gave you some sort of insight, and I hope you take it for what it's worth, and please don't badmouth me if you're thinking differently, because maybe if you hear my voice, you understand that nothing was a lie or fake or anything like that.
Like, do you believe we were told the truth about that day, like officially?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I do. Okay. Well, once again, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me about this.
Sure, no worries.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.